Hey there, lovers. It's Chanel, and it's a beautiful beginning of October day in New York. I don't know if you all know that I live in the New York area, but I do. And I actually wrote a blog, like I usually do, on Saturday. Well, I didn't write it today, but I put it out today. And I really enjoyed writing this blog. And in fact, I enjoyed writing it so much that I thought it might be fun to read it. So you could not only read my blog, but you could listen to me read it. Kind of fun, right? Anyway, I don't know if you remember the movie The Graduate, but I've always had a little bit of a turn on about that movie, and now that I'm in my early 40s, I kind of have a little bit of a Mrs. Robinson fetish. And I thought it would be fun to write something about being my own little Mrs. Robinson and teaching a little bit about sex and the body. Anyway, here it goes. My name of the blog is Pussy Worship School. That's right, Pussy Worship. You know, that juicy place right between her legs, right between my legs. Anyway, I got to have my own little pussy worship school session with the delivery guy that has been delivering my food this summer. Anyway, here goes. Pussy worship school makes a delivery boy very happy. This past summer, the heat made cooking impossible in my very small kitchen. So, of course, I got food delivered several times a week. And part of the reason I enjoyed getting takeout was because of who was dropping off the food. Let me just paint a picture for you here. Bobby is 18. He's shy. He's a senior. Soon to be a graduate. Seeing a theme here? Anyway, he was clearly intimidated by my skimpy summer outfits. Of course, I did enjoy teasing him with glimpses of my exposed body every once in a while. Anyway, Friday night began, as usual, with a delivery from sweet, sweet Bobby. Except this time, he wasn't his usual cheerful self. Of course, as I paid him, I asked him why. His voice flushed as he replied, Chanel, my girlfriend broke up with me last night. Of course, I invited him as I asked him why. I smiled at the thought of giving him a little bit of a glimpse of my pussy. Anyway, he sat down, and he said to me, well, she told me in front of everyone at school that I didn't know anything about women, or their bodies. And then he looked so forlornly into my eyes that I felt compelled to offer my help. After all, I'm very generous that way, as you well know. As I placed my hand on Bobby's knee, I looked into his eyes with a juicy, yummy smile on my face. Little naughty, too. Anyway, I said, oh, Bobby, I know exactly what you need, and I can be the one to give it to you. His eyes lit up as he asked, you do? And you will? I nodded as I told him, absolutely. In fact, with my help, you'll not only be the best lover in that school, but you'll know better than anyone how to treat a real woman. And leave her with a big smile every time. Of course, that was the moment when Pussy Worship School began. Bobby smiled into my trusting eyes as I leaned forward, and then I pressed my wet, juicy lips against his and slid my hand over his hard cock. Of course, Bobby's breath started becoming fast and labored. As my hand slid that zipper down, I whispered into his ear, let me tell you a story about how to prepare a woman's pussy church for pleasure. That's right, church. Where's the better place to worship than that juicy, wet pussy? And then I sucked his earlobe into my mouth as I began Pussy Worship School number one. Here it goes. Lesson number one. Take your time and then gently caress your lover's entire body. That's right, from her neck all the way down to her toes. Bobby's groans of pleasure filled the room as I leaned back to slide my robe off. I chuckle with joy as I spread my legs to reveal my glistening and juicy wet pussy. And then I motion for Bobby with the crook of a finger. And I let him know, by my expression and my exposed body, that it was time for a hands-on pussy worship school lesson. Lesson number two. Bobby knelt down between my legs, and I showed him how to kiss his way down my body to the pussy worship altar. That's right, the altar. I moaned in pleasure as he stopped to kiss, lick, and suck my tingling nipples all the way down. Oh, Bobby, you're such a good little student, I whispered as he left my achingly wet cunt, clenching with each nibble of his teeth on my breasts and nipples. Then he moved all the way down my belly. And then it was time for pussy lesson school number three. Getting a little hot reading it to you. Anyway, finally, Bobby's mouth was just above the altar. I showed him the doors, you know, the labia, which opens to the entrance of the chapel of love. That's right, my cunt. Smiling down into his trusting eyes, I pointed to the steeple. You know that little hood over the clit, which houses the bells of pleasure. That's right, my clit. As he slid his tongue past the doors of my pussy church, my breath became more labored. Oh, yes. I screamed in ecstasy as he rang the bells of pleasure. Oh, yeah, that's right. I just had a juicy, wet orgasm. Oh! Well, with those bells still ringing, with my explosive orgasm reverberating through my body, I reached down to pull his body over mine. And then as that hard, young, juicy cock slid into my little chapel of love, we both sang together with ecstatic pleasure. Whew! Pussy worship school is open. Want to apply? I think you want to come to worship. Anyway, that's it. So, if you enjoyed that, give me a call or email me or both, and maybe we can work out a lesson for you and me for pussy lesson number four. Bye-bye, lovers.